HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Biden-appointed federal judge in D.C. is blocking, at least for now, the Pentagon's ban on transgender people in the military. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts rejecting the president's call for the impeachment of certain judges.
In a rare statement of rebuke, the Chief Justice said, for more than two centuries, it has been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. Roberts issued his statement just hours after a social media post from Donald Trump, who described a federal judge as a troublemaker, agitator, and radical left lunatic who should be impeached. The judge had blocked deportation flights being carried out under an 18th century law. Greg Clugston, Washington.
SpaceX, working with NASA, has safely brought home two astronauts. They had been stranded on the International Space Station for 9 months. Also at SRNNews.com, no more press one for English, two for Spanish, three for whatever when you call the Department of Homeland Security. From now on, it's English only.
The move follows the president's March 1st order making English the official language of the United States. The administration says the reason is twofold. The cancellation of the contract with a translation service provider saves over $580,000. The English-only requirement encourages people to learn English. The president's order said, quote, speaking English not only opens doors economically, but it helps newcomers engage in their communities, participate in national traditions, and give back to our society, end quote. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin agreeing to a partial Ukraine ceasefire, but overnight, Ukraine and Russia exchanged more intense fire. Blinding dust storm in New Mexico, numerous highway wrecks and some injuries reported. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 7 points, NASDAQ futures up 24. This is SRN News. Bible sales are surging in the United Kingdom.
By every measure, Christianity is in decline all across the UK and has been for most of the 21st century. But somebody wants to read the scriptures. Publishers report that sales of the Bible have risen 87% in the last 5 years, while sales of all other books have gone down. Analysts believe young people, Generation Z in particular, are making most of those Bible purchases, suggesting they have a spiritual hunger and are trying to satisfy it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announcing that a Houston-area midwife has been arrested, accused of providing illegal abortions. This is the first time authorities have filed criminal charges under the state's near-total abortion ban. Maria Margarita Rojas has been charged with the illegal performance of an abortion, a second-degree felony, as well as practicing medicine without a license. Rojas accused of illegally operating at least three clinics where illegal abortions were performed. This is SRN News. The Social Security Administration tightening client ID rules.
That effort will require millions of recipients and applicants to visit agency field offices rather than interact with the agency over the phone. Beginning March 31st, people will no longer be able to verify their identity to the Social Security Administration over the phone. And those who cannot properly verify their identity over the agency's My Social Security online service will be required to visit an agency field office in person to complete the verification process. Keith Peters reporting.
Following a 15-year pause, Louisiana resuming the execution of death row inmates. For the first time, the state employed nitrogen gas put a man to death last evening for a murder decades ago. In Arkansas, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders assigned legislation allowing that state to use nitrogen gas in executions. More details at SRNNews.com.